This gospel story follows the gospel story of the road to Emmaus. Those disciples were walking to Emmaus, and Jesus walks with them, and they don't recognize him. He acts like he will go on further, but the disciples welcome him to stay. Jesus will never force himself on us. He's not like a needy friend. We need to welcome him into our life. And then they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. So they're conveying this whole story. And then we have today's gospel story. There our Lord appears while they're telling the story of the road to Emmaus. And in this story, our Lord's act of eating a piece of fish in the presence of his disciples is his final demonstration that he is a resurrected body. As crazy as it sounds, the resurrection happened. Or as N.T. Wright, who's a professor and wrote a book on the resurrection, said, he basically summed up his 1,000-page book on the resurrection by saying, "I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's what happened." We can summarize this whole Easter season that way. I know this sounds ridiculous to the world, but it's what happened. Jesus is alive. Now, he's showing that he's not a walking dead body. He's not a ghost or an angel. But he is a risen, glorified, heavenly body. And this body now is very mysterious. At first, they don't recognize him. This body can pass through doorways and appear. But this body can also eat fish, and you can put your hands in his wounds. But time and time again, his close friends don't recognize him until they see his wounds. Then they recognize him. Because these are the wounds of our redemption. And because of that, Jesus will carry those wounds for all eternity. By God's grace, we will see our risen Lord. And we will see those wounds. So after all the confusion of Good Friday, and after the continued confusion of Easter Sunday with the empty tomb, our Lord appears to his disciples and his friends. These are my favorite stories in the Bible. If you've ever listened to me preach to our school kids, and I know I'm getting older, and I repeat things now, so just act like you've never heard it before. These are my favorite stories of the entire Bible. The appearances of the resurrected Lord to the early church. Can you imagine in today's gospel the incredulous joy, the fear, you could even say an awkward silence while our Lord is with them, while he's eating the fish? It's almost as if they all must have thought, would somebody please say something? But they didn't need to, because they knew it was the risen Lord. This week, I want you to think of this resurrection appearance story in this way. After all the doubts the disciples had, after all the confusion they've experienced, after all the denials, even that they ever knew him, our Lord still comes to them. Our Lord still appears to them. He comes to his very disciples who are still confused, who betrayed him, and by the way, they're now hiding. They all went back to their jobs. And when they weren't fishing, they were hiding because they were afraid. He still comes to them. And what does the Bible says happens? When our Lord comes to them, he opens their minds so that he can change their hearts. His closest disciples and friends still needed their minds opened so that their hearts would be changed. I often have people ask me, Father or Monsignor, how can I pray better? All right, well, this is a question the disciples had, right? So they came to our Lord, Lord, teach us how to pray. And so Jesus taught them the Our Father. So the Our Father prayer is a good prayer for us to pray. What are we doing? Driving, we're working, we can easily pray. But if that's too long for you, another good prayer is, Lord, open my mind to you again. Open my mind, Lord, to who you are. Open my mind more, Lord, to what your death meant for me, so that you may change my heart, Lord. Change my heart, Lord, so that I can love you more. Change my heart, Lord, so that I can begin to understand the unimaginable love you have for me. So there's an easy prayer for you. You can pray it all throughout the day. Lord, open my mind. Change my heart again. As our Lord did to those early disciples, our Lord wants to do to us. And I promise all of you, if you pray that prayer, Lord, open my mind and change my heart again, I promise all of you, Jesus will not miss that opportunity. Amen.